ask or mention that I may have covered this. In fact, one of the riders called into Free Radio on Friday night, right after, as the police were still surrounding the individual who...
Bluebeard? Was that his name?
Bluebeard, who got attacked, it seems. And so we had sort of a live update as it was happening. So what do I think? Well, what do I think about critical mass bicyclists taking back the streets? I think they have every right to, as a bike rider, as a lifelong bicyclist and non-car owning individual. I've never owned a car, I'm proud to say.
Talk show host.
That's right. You know, I'm appalled. I'm appalled at the behavior of the Santa Cruz police. I'm appalled at a city that looks the other way. You know, just 2 weeks ago, the city was celebrating Bike to Work Day, Bike to Work Week, you know, and then the same servants, the public servants, the city officials, the police, have a completely different attitude. And it disturbs me that it appears that the critical mass was riding on a sort of deserted street when they were assaulted. That's a really disturbing... you know, trend that we're witnessing. And as you mentioned, San Francisco had a critical mass ride on Friday, Buffalo, New York. Both of those were attacked by police as well. And this is a long tradition, it seems, that the police have cracked down on bicyclists who dare want to assert their right to share the road, you know, and it's appalling. I think that people in cars ought to be a little more understanding of bicyclists and maybe slow down a little bit. They have this attitude. I often, as a pedestrian and bicyclist, find that people behind the wheel of a car or automobile or whatever, SUV, pickup truck, etc., they have this sort of, I'm bigger, badder, you better get out of my way attitude, right? You know, because they're sitting behind the... But they're just like one person, you know, they're taking up all this extra space, contributing to the global warming crisis that happens in the planet. People may discount that, but that's the truth. I mean, you stand near a car, and it's 3-4 degrees hotter, you know, in the area around a car that has just been driving. So, I mean, you multiply that times the billions and billions, hundreds of billions of cars that are populating this planet, polluting the air. It's a pretty sad state of affairs. But it is after 1 o'clock, Robert, and your time here is through.
My time is up. You know if any charges were ever filed against Bluebeard or anything? What was he cited for?
I just asked one of the people who I thought may have been on the ride this morning, one of my coworkers, and she said that he was in the hospital. He was hospitalized. As you read in the report there, the ambulance eventually was called after some debate, and the activist was hospitalized. I'm not sure to what extent he had injuries, but he's not in jail. I don't know if there were charges filed or not, to answer your question.
Police pursued him into the hospital, torturing him as they went, and with a tape recorder for later analysis, as the Supreme Court found apparently was not a violation last week. Do you remember that decision?
I heard that story on Democracy Now! No, I don't know if that happened in this particular case, but that is a pretty egregious decision as well that the Supreme Court handed down. Anyway, any final parting thoughts, Robert, as we wrap up another fine edition of your overextended long radio program?
To the contrary, my somewhat shorter version, but nonetheless, indeed, certainly 4 minutes over. Thank you, Vinny, for the time. And we've been listening to, by the way, the music is supplied by Deborah Holland. The Panic is Now. Time to Panic is definitely now. Thank you.
And I just wanted to let folks know that the Red Light Special, was that the name of the show?
I think that was what it was called. In the Red Light District, I guess, apparently, with Ruby and...